The Sea and Wit show? I'm watching that for sure.
Oh, 100%.
I'm sorry, I'm a female. I do not do work.
I'm too rich for that.
We don't like violence.
Guys, I'm not gonna like brag or anything like that, but like, look, my wife's hot.
Everyone else? Fuck them. Welcome back, bitches. Still fucking pregnant, and I'm over it. Really, to be honest with you. TMI, I think I lost my mucus plug today, though.
How did you find that out?
Wiped, and there it was.
There she was.
A, that's like me when I... Show me a picture
of it. There she blows. Where were you?
It wasn't, like, gross.
Down here on the couch.
She's upstairs?
She came down running, and she's like, look!
No, I just showed a picture of it. Huh. What, was it gross?
It looks like a loogie.
Yeah.
I know this is, like, TMI, but, like...
We're already past that.
Can we see the picture?
Yeah, it just looks like discharge.
I want to see.
Yeah, I don't know what a mucus plug is.
Yeah, you do. You pulled like one out of Penny.
Oh.
Looks like a... Ugh.
Oh. That's not bad.
It's just boring. That's what my snot...
That looks like a snot.
That's why it's not looks like.
She really does that.
No. I don't know how he's going to do childbirth then if he thinks that's gross.
Tyler, Whitney, Kristen, Jacob.
How we doing?
We're here. We are today. Today is
June
11th, Tuesday. Baby's still in there.
Couple more weeks.
I know you've like already done it, but like I just really want to know what's going on in your head while she's giving birth. Like, what are you gonna be doing? Like, do you just
like, Snapchatting?
You're not gonna. Yeah. You're not gonna want like you don't want to look, but then you hit like it's like a thing like you don't want to look, but then you look. You know what I'm saying?
You're like side eyeing.
To like, do you help anyway? Like, what do you do? Like, I'm curious.
Some of the nurses will like have you help, like hold a leg or something.
As long as he's seems interested,
wait,
it won't be an issue.
Where's the curtain come in?
So you better seem interested.
Does the curtain come in with C-section? So yeah. You can actually see it?
I'm laying down, so I probably won't be able to see over my stomach, but they can bring in...
A mirror?
I heard there's people that go on
their backside.
Face is like pushing.
You can, but I think sometimes it's harder with epidural because your legs are numb.
Yeah.
Wait, babe.
And I will be getting an epidural.
Just so we're clear, you're telling me that they give birth... Like this.
It's more comfortable. Yeah. Think about it.
No,
think,
okay. Hunch over. Put your fucking face down your legs.
Put some arch in that hoe.
Push, bitch!
But but think about it. So you have a fat shit that you cannot get out. Like, seriously.
Yeah. Put your
feet
up.
Would it be more comfortable to either sit straight up and try to keep pushing it out or moving positions to have...
But you're not sitting straight up. You're laying back. And, like, we got your legs, like, pushed.
So, like, normal birth, you're like this, right?
That's... Tyler, yeah.
No.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Our couch does shed.
That was in that ass.
She said she sheds feathers.
Our couch does shed. But like squatting, things like that, it's like help open up a certain like positions, help open up a lot more.
What does the bouncy ball do?
Moves the baby down.
Hmm. Have you tried it yet?
I've done it a couple of times, but I haven't. I'm scared. Well, my mom specifically said, please don't try to induce labor till I'm there.
We got a few more hours till she's here, so.
So tonight I'm on that ball.
She's bouncing away.
Bouncing away.
What if you just started bouncing your
wall?
I started doing the oil.
Bounce that ass.
I started doing the oil, but then I stopped because I got scared. That softens it. It doesn't induce labor, but it softens your cervix.
Do you feel it like you're like, and just?
You just put oil on your stomach?
No, you put it in you. It's like
through
your lube.
You don't have to do this. People, you can drink raspberry leaf tea, which I have that. There's like superstitions they say that soften your cervix.
Just do everything.
One of everything every day.
No, I'm going to. I'm going to start drinking my tea at night and then doing that.
What about having sex?
Yes, that can also, because it releases natural oxytocin.
Just a question. Couldn't you put the oil on his dick and have sex? And when
you could, but then wouldn't it just keep going in and out?
No, you'd get some in there for sure.
Right, but...
Soften that cervix right up.
But what I do...
Oil's like in a capsule, isn't it?
I poke a hole.
It's like Monistat.
Yeah, in a way. Yeah. Memories. no, I just poke a little hole in it with like a sewing needle, and then just get it all the way in the back of my cervix. So
okay.
Then it leaks out, and then I just wear just like a pad to bed. So
okay, makes sense.
No sexy time after the pill goes. Actually, there's just no sexy time. Really, hardly at this point.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Yesterday.
There we go.
No complaints there.
Yesterday.
My boy got some butt.
Because usually she'll text me and say, that shit hurts.
I started getting really hot.
When you sweat and you're like...
It was definitely a lot smoother because usually I get cramps in my stomach. But I started getting hot flashes.
And then she started kicking the fuck out of me. Jacob goes, is he kicking? I'm like,
sorry, dude.
Sorry, little guy.
But I don't think it was that bad because it wasn't that long. It wasn't that long.
Trying to make another one of you in there, bud.
I'm giving you some extra food tonight.
No, sex is good, though, for, like, inducing labor. And him nutting in you and stuff.
Jacob, better get ready.
And especially if I finish or something before it, it helps.
Get the pumping.
Actually, it's funny you bring it up because I texted him the day he left to go on y'all's fishing trip. I said, baby, I know nothing about this is hot. But I need you to start going because we need to try a different position. I need to get on top.
That ain't gonna happen.
No, that fucking happened. We can't get on
it without being pregnant.
We can't get on missionary. It fucking hurts. Any other questions you're wondering?
No. I don't really know how it led to that from my question, but it was good.
Well, you asked. You said, I think you literally said,
yeah.
Can't you put the oil on his dick and y'all fuck? I literally think that was your
honestly,
words.
Honestly, that was. I forgot to ask that question. I was going back to the question I asked Jacob before. Honestly, I forgot to ask that one.
Yeah, that all just kind of ran together.
My bad.
Okay. My bad, G.
My bad, G.
Yeah.
My bad, G.
Appreciate the information, though.
No, anytime.
There's something going in detail.
Such detail.
Because you're going to go through it one day.
Oh, I know. That's why I've been asking questions.
You're going to go through it.
I'm scared.
And sometimes you think sex hurts now or just simple tasks hurt now.
I keep buying sex toys to think
that we're going to get somewhere in our sex life.
No.
It can't be done. It just can't be done until I'm done having this kid.
How nice do we think Whitney's going to be pregnant?
Horrible. I'm not coming around. I love her. I'll send her cards. I'm not coming around.
You'll be a little shit.
Maybe, what if I flip after I get a birth control?
What if it makes her normal?
What if I completely switch?
You could. Because your birth control could be just...
railing you.
But, again...
I don't know if that changes BPD. Like, she's just bipolar. I don't think birth control fixes that problem. I might just be God. Dear God.
No, but Tyler's gonna have to deal with that, and that's just one thing that I'm happy for. I'll be there. I'll be like, yeah, this is normal. You know, this is what you can do to help, but I ain't sleeping in the bed. And I ain't saying goodnight to her. And I ain't waking up to her.
That's all you, my boy.
That's you.
Mm-hmm. I'll pray for you.
Especially in the first trimester. I just hope.
Y'all better all be praying for me because I might not make it. It ain't going to be her that don't make it. It might be me.
I was like, what's the percentage of you being sick the whole first trimester?
It's normal to be pretty sick your first trimester.
Oh, great. That's just
some
wonderful.
Some people
aren't, though.
Some people don't. Said she but it's pretty normal to...
Is it hereditary? Her mom wasn't sick first trimester.
No, I feel like it just comes out.
No, my mom wasn't sick either.
Shit.
Any three of her pregnancies, weird. But I was
wrong
really
answer.
Sick.
Just up in there.
That's great.
How your body reacts to it. Not well. For me.
Well, I hope you're excited though. It's going to come out. Yeah, it did go by pretty fast.
About to plop.
It did, but in the meantime, when you were throwing up every day for 16 weeks.
Like it sucks.
I mean, yeah, for you it went by fast because you didn't have to deal with it.
I've had some symptoms.
Right? You have food poisoning.
My back's been hurting.
You had food poisoning.
Yeah, food poisoning.
Like he's coming home from you to the ultrasound.
He's like coming home from a nice vacation of fishing and being out on the boat. He's like,
my back
hurts.
I was cranking too hard.
Cracked my ass.
That's literally cranking too hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I moved in the bed wrong and I'm in tears.
Like, my back.
That's great.
That is great.
What a legend. You missed Jacob a lot on the trip, though, huh?
Didn't bring you any fish home?
Yeah.
Not bad. She told me not to bring no fish home.
I would throw up. If he cooked, you could cook fish like outside.
I literally said as soon as we sat here, I said, Kristen would love this place.
Yeah.
I would throw up.
Mm-hmm.
Cooking inside house because the smell would stay in there.
That restaurant was fire.
It was.
The cheesecake. I think in seafood restaurants because you get used to it, but if cooking fish in your house makes it stay, like it smells.
She loved when I cooked tuna at the house. Loved it. Absolutely. Can. She could literally smell the can from upstairs. Like, what the fuck is that?
We have our tuna sandwiches and she toasts her...
Yeah, tuna's the worst one.
I like tuna, though.
I like it, too.
She's thinking about it.
Because I had
for lunch. For lunch,
it.
It'd be a tuna sandwich with lettuce and fucking pickles. No, it was either relish or pickles and she'd add that shit in there.
Uh-huh. Hey.
That's a weird combo for me. Tuna mayonnaise be good. But.
When she added that too.
No, I just open the can and eat the tuna right out of the can.
Add some mayo in there?
No, I don't even have mayo. I just right out of the can. Raw. Juice, baby.
Raw.
All the juice.
On the bright side, the TV show is still no idea where that's at. That's out the window.
No, actually, we got told the last update we got was it's coming out in July. We haven't seen anything of it.
No, the release party was in
July. I love it when we all randomly text in there and just like give so much shit. I love it.
And you texted there the last time. He goes, the fuck? And no one answered. No one.
Yeah, so we don't know. We've been told it was coming out 2 months ago. Then we were told it was coming out the next month. Then we were told it's coming out in July.
We were told January.
So if it comes out, it comes out. If it don't.
By the time it comes out, they're going to be married. We're going to be married. She's going to be pregnant. We're going to have four more kids.
It's going to be old news.
For real.
So we might just have to make a new one.
It's lost in production.
Are you for real? All
right. So not last week, but 2 weeks ago, we did the Reddit thing with me and her. Now we're going to have the boys read it and go through comments and just read through stuff that they post on Reddit to see what they say about us and their opinions on it. Okay, so the first one, this says, "Welcome to your future, Jacob." So it's a picture of me and then a picture of my mom.
We're on the timeline yet.
What do you think?
Dude, I love how they try to come at us about like our parents and stuff as if we're
not. Okay, so what's your opinion on
the best
post?
Kids they've ever had?
No, I wasn't listening. Welcome to... I was scrolling through too. I found it. I'm right on it. Welcome to your future, Jacob.
Jacob, are you excited?
Your mom's pretty.
Well, what about me?
I mean, that's a call you at a bit
awful picture.
A bad time.
Oh, they're all, baby, if you had that reaction on that one, you are not built for this.
I have one. I was trying to rub the boating trip in Kristen's face.
No, I got that vibe. I didn't. I forgot to talk to you about that.
Yeah.
My bad. I called you four times throughout the day. Did you miss me?
And to be honest, I don't think I answered either four at the time.
You guys act like she couldn't go.
I just choose not to go. Me
Why
with sickness
would we put a
and deep sea fishing?
Pregnant woman on a boat and 100 miles out, bro. We were almost vomiting. And we don't even get sick. We're literally like,
and how hot was it?
Yeah.
How hot was it? How hot was it out there?
Oh, it was hot as fuck. Yeah, both days. No. Now, would she have gone if she wasn't pregnant? Yes. So I'm confused on where we're...
Probably wouldn't have. I can't do sickness on boats. I can't. Deep sea fishing, having the boat.
I made her go on the cruise.
Not being cruise is different. That's different. And we went on that yacht thing. I was a little sick there when we were, remember? And our room was.
Oh, your room was hot too.
Front.
No.
But that wouldn't be an activity I would choose to do. I would go regular, like fishing, like on a boat still, but probably not that far out.
We don't have to go that far out. We can just go out a little bit.
We took her on a boat 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. That one didn't do too well either, so.
Yeah.
It's probably best if.
Stay off boats.
We did absolutely bottom out the boat the first day.
I saw that.
Did.
Completely cleaned it.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, we were going like 20 miles an hour.
I think he actually wanted to resand the whole bottom of the boat.
We were going like 20, and all of a sudden the boat just stopped.
We didn't even try to push it.
We're just like, me and Brie let it go.
Tilt the thing over.
Anybody else got one?
No, I haven't even really looked at him. Hey, big bitch. Can you stop using Stanky's pregnancy for views on your story?
I just can't help it.
It's sickening that you can use your smelly ass best friend and her.
No, keep reading.
And her unborn child. Man, praise this baby, cause I can already see Vapeson's being exploited now just by all her friends.
Well,
what's your opinion?
Let's ask Tyler go.
Well, to be honest, I think Whitney posts Kristen the same amount as she did before the pregnancy. You are like,
I want to show you off.
I think.
I have one I'm
going to
read.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't really know.
We have people that do post us for views, but it's just us. We're not in the picture with them. It's just pictures of us.
Oh.
Of
yeah.
The baby, of Kristen, yeah. Of Jacob, of Tyler.
At least we actually hang
I'm
out
I'm actually
with
in the, and I hang out with them every day.
Yeah.
Kristen, how do you feel?
At least we hang out with you and we post. Like, at least it's not like every 6 months we see you and then we use the same picture for like a year, you know?
I think I vividly remember last week a certain person posted a picture from the very first time they saw me. I think we have two more after that.
That's it.
Oh, dude. Every week, every day.
I don't have anything.
I've seen
on
the one.
Snapchat.
The one. It's the selfie like this, and you're like,
yeah.
The one that I see the most is y'all two and the sprinters in the background at Rock the South last year, and
yeah,
it's
almost
on
walking. And I see a bus on the couch. It's like, they're home. And we're like this.
Yeah, you know who posts that picture who wasn't even there? Like once a week?
I'm like, how'd you get that picture? I don't have more new Snap.
I'm like, how'd you get
either.
That picture?
I don't have one Snap either. I see it on my Explore page.
I don't have any of them. They're just on my Explore page. And I'm like, oh, that's my girlfriend. Mm. That's Kristen.
Some people need money.
Yeah.
Okay, but if I don't hang out with someone...
It's just a joke. It really is, because even when I hang out with people, I still probably don't post them. I can't... If people need views that badly, this is how I feel truthfully, if people need views that badly, go for it. Because at the end of the day...
That's how her mindset was from the first day that me and you hung out. Because I was like, why are you hanging out with these people knowing that they do this? And you're like, because I don't care.
If they need it that bad, like, please, like, I'll help you. Like, you're fucking welcome. I'll make you a couple $100 a day if that's what you... If you need to feed yourself, please post me.
Yes.
Like, please.
I'm hungry.
Like, fuck.
Well, all of a sudden, I just got hungry, so if you don't mind.
Anywho, so here's one for...
We're on live. I'm just going to fucking post Kristen all day today. That's it. Nobody else, just Kristen.
I was going to do a day where literally all 50 snaps are Kristen only, just so they would keep saying it.
Do it. Fuck it. That's how I feel. I would, like, I'll purposely do shit. Just
let's go, like, on someone else's story, like, and just see.
People posting stuff, like, all those boys posting our pictures, like, yeah, it's like, okay, that's... it's weird. It gets to a point where it's just weird. But if you need money that bad, who am I to judge?
Yeah.
I can't help it. This? Money winner. Money.
It's a facial expression.
All right, we all know if Stank and Gay Cubs... That's you.
That's me?
Mm-hmm. You're a Gay Cub.
Okay.
Relationship was just a normal one and not social media one, he would have done cheated on her. Like, be so for real. Him and... weren't big on social media like him and Stank are. He gets money from the views he gets with Stank, and of course, mooching off of Stank's since literally day one, don't be fooled, Stank. How many times have you used Stank?
That is a lot of Stank.
She can say they...
That's a lot of Stanky in here.
She can say they have...
I want to read and listen. Come on now.
She can say they have trust and communication, but babes, it's not even about that. It's about respect, in all caps. That he chooses... trips over your pregnancy, pretty much. So what do you think about that?
I mean, yeah, I've been on a lot of trips since you've been pregnant without you, so.
I think there's only been one.
That's a lot? It's a joke.
I knew what you were saying.
Okay, so their whole thing on this Reddit thing, because when we were going through last time we just saw, mm-hmm. is you cheating on me and mooching off of me and posting. Obviously, you post a lot more when you're with me. What's your reasoning behind that? I'm going to interrogate you.
I post more when I'm with you?
Mm. I think he posts more without you. I think he posts more than Jen.
I'm not saying like
not physically, like
day to day. He's
saying since being with her,
like you've posted more on social media
versus your past before you started dating her. That's what she's saying.
Well, I mean, yeah. One, I mean, I'm in a happy relationship now. Like, I'm gearing to flaunt somebody you're happy with and post with them all the time.
I never
post. Oh, that was a good one, my dog.
The boys I never posted them. Ever. Never.
No, it's actually true,
I've never posted a single man on my Instagram, maybe once.
I'm going to give you shit here in a second, though.
Tell him.
We got to talk about it. Right. Yeah, Whitney wouldn't post anybody. what's nice, though, is our social media. As much as we're on social media, it's not based off social media. No. Our relationship is very much so. None of y'all know when we...
We kept it off for like 3 months, and that was like a big reason, or like 2 or 3 months.
You'll never know when they're in an argument. You'll never know when we're in an argument based off of social media, when that was a huge thing.
Unless we want you to know.
Yeah.
I definitely think they know.
We definitely make shit up, though.
But I'll be honest, guys, don't be fooled by his posts on TikTok. And you guys always say, I post them. No, it's actually... What are they called? Sound promos. Can't stand the shit.
Not all of them.
Dude, for real.
Not all of them.
Hey, babe, you want to post me? Sound promo.
Well, listen.
Let's make a TikTok.
What?
It's not the cute shit.
He turns the sound down. For me. Because you know, bro. I'm like...
No, he'll play this. I'll be like, all right, you ready? I'm like, right, no, what do we do?
Give me a sound. And I'm like, well, this is a good sound for me.
No. I do not do that anymore. I tell you if it's a promo.
No, the one time you turned the sound down because you knew I was going to say something.
Yeah, one time I did do it, and I didn't have any other ideas. I was like, shit. I was like, babe, just dance with me. I was like, babe, dance with me. I got this. Turn the sound down. She's like, what's the sound? I was like, no sound.
I give him shit for it.
I'll add it later.
That shit pisses me off.
I've never not told her it wasn't a...
Oh, I knew until you turned the sound. I was like, there's no way. I've been a nasty girl. Is it freaking sound that you could literally fuck?
You're laughing. You're getting that sound promo next week, and I ain't doing it with you.
And I won't do it.
It's literally like... I've been a nasty girl. I've been a nasty girl.
No, but here's the thing. Like, they send me it, and they don't tell me exactly what to do. I just, it's a good sound. I'm like, I could do this with it. And I've never heard that sound before, but I was like,
no. I mean, you might as well get paid to post.
I mean, I just, and now I've gotten to the point now.
We're posting for free. They're posting for money.
I actually, like, don't comment whenever I know it's a promo. So, what do you think about them saying you're going to cheat on me, though? Like, genuinely. Does that ever bother you?
No. Even. Because I know I'm not, like, going to. I'm telling you, at this point, I was always over a relationship by this point. Like, mentally.
Okay.
Clocked out.
Can I just say something?
When you're a cycle of breakup, get back together, get shit thrown at you, argue, get back together, argue, break up.
Then you kind of
know. If I go and talk to another guy throughout that whole thing, I already don't want to be in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I'm already out of it. If we're doing the whole that luggage shit, it's always going to come back. When you get back together, remember that one time they broke up with me? Remember that one time they argued? Remember that one time you threw your fucking TV at me? Yeah, I remember that.
Threw a fucking TV at me. But that's the thing. Like, we've never once broke up.
Yeah.
We came close to breaking up.
I don't know who we're talking about this with.
No, we haven't. I'm just thinking.
She's thinking.
There's been one time I told him to leave me. That's right.
We do the same thing.
I remember that.
We just bicker and we're like, just fucking leave.
I was sitting in the shower. I'm crying. Okay, just leave me then. If you don't, it was about. I mean, y'all will know. But and he goes, wow, my pregnant girlfriend just said leave her.
You think I'm actually gonna fucking do that?
And he walks out, and I sat there. I'm like,
and then they come back 5 minutes later.
I did.
I'm sorry, babe.
It will be just like get in the bed. You sit there.
Don't say anything. Where are you gonna go?
I had a dream the other night that I cheated. I've had 400 dreams that
you cheated
on me.
I'd love when I wake up and she's just pissed at the world. I'm like, what are you mad about? You cheated on me in my dream last night.
Yeah, he wouldn't pack his shit. I told him to get the fuck out of my house. He's like, where am I going to go?
I didn't even bitch.
Your mom's. But not me.
That's cool.
Anyway, so ADHD.
I was just going to go ahead and relate to the... I already know they're going to say Whitney's cheating on here, so I was just going to ping off yours.
Yeah.
About 100 comments a day saying my girlfriend's a cheater, but it is what it is. Kind of lived with each other for the last our whole relationship. So there's a few times I'm not with her, but
no,
you're with me always. Is that good?
What I was gonna say is to the cheating part. Once you've dated someone for a month. You realistically, in my head, you know, okay, I could live with them.
Okay, when for a guy, okay, when about is, not a month, because that's really not, I mean, maybe.
Yeah,
because
you could leave them like 2, 3, 4 months.
Because truthfully, there's been times like maybe 2 months in, I'm like, yes, like you're still in that honeymoon phase. She's like, I can't live without you. But you get to a point where you really, reality sets in. For guys, when do y'all think? I mean, I'd like to think I'm.
Like, when do I know?
Yeah. Like, are we getting married?
When did you know? I guess is what I would ask.
Well, like in all my other relationships, I've only been in two. I say all my other, but I've only been like two real ones. What do you guys say?
I'm listening to you. I'm listening.
I love her facial expressions, bro.
How many relationships have I been in?
He said this the other day. I'm like, dude.
Two.
You're the one that's been nice to me.
My high school one and my last one. That's it. My high school one shouldn't even count. It's high school. But anyways. By like 6 months, I was out, like mentally out. I just stayed. You know what I'm saying?
What's the difference?
No, like, I'm saying, when did you...
What at that six-month mark, you just like, that's it?
No, I'm saying, when did you know
that's
that...
That's it, I'm fucking done, I guess. Same pussy.
For you, how long did it take for you to know, okay, I guess I'm going to stay with this girl the rest of my life?
You guess? The fuck? You guess?
All right, no.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I mean, when I honestly got to around that... Like, I knew I really liked her, but I knew when we passed, like, that 4, 5, 6 months.
Okay, but he's asking.
And I wasn't over her. We're, like, wanting to go.
You weren't checked out.
It wasn't checked out.
You weren't looking for other girls.
Yeah, you just get, like, old, and they're, like, they just start to get, like, you're, like.
And, like, I didn't get that.
I don't really like
her anymore. Like.
Wait, Was there a specific... I just want to know from my own... You can ask this. Was there a specific time? Don't say we can't use the when you met your family, because we've done now. We've been together for a year and a couple months. Was there a specific time, even before we were dating or whatever? Because I can think of one that I'd like to be like, you would think, yeah, she's like, she's the one. Was there a specific thing?
So you have one in your head. So
I do. So like, really, I hope she's there. She's really hoping that you're saying this one.
About to fail.
It's not a test.
Just prepare for failure so you're not disappointed.
There's a lot of things that I've done, vice versa, that, is there something that stuck out to you like, yeah, like this is the reason why, or like this is it? I mean, I still don't even have a ring on my finger, so we may not even be there yet, but I like to think we are considering I have a sperm inside of me, so go ahead.
When the first time I got Grayson, like after going through all the court shit and everything, and then after mediation and everything, and like she got all my family down here, because a lot of them haven't even met him yet, and then my grandparents went 5-6 months without even seeing him. So when she orchestrated all that and got all of them together and came down
that's
here,
that's what I was like, damn, she's in
you've
this.
Never she's said that, in this. And that's what I didn't have. No, I don't mean it. Don't argue.
Where's the argument? I just said I have.
But what I'm saying is, like, you've never been like, that was like the moment that I've got lost in your eyes and felt that that was it.
Well, yeah, that was a big moment in my life, and you made that happen.
That was like a milestone.
It was.
For real. I was so glad to be there. I was like, yes, cuz.
Were we dating?
That was so cute.
Yeah, we were dating.
Yeah. I think I cried.
It was in September.
Yeah. When did we start dating?
Yeah, we were dating.
Yeah, you were. Okay, so I have like one more and then we can end it and then go to part two. Baby shower. After this already comes out.
We haven't talked about this.
It says, where's the baby shower, Whitney? Because I was on live and said that we were having one soon. It's actually Friday, so we had to wait
The reason why... Let me give my point of view, because if it comes from anybody else, they're all like, no, you're just fake-ass bitches. Let me give you the rundown for me and why, considering I'm the one having the baby, so y'all should be asking me these questions. Actually, they do. I just don't. Because
they just shit on me because I'm required to be the one to make it for you.
No. So here's the thing. Trying to deal with... Not deal. That's the wrong word. Trying to plan something, for one, when family's 20 hours away and they want to be a part of everything, and then having family and friends here...
It's not ideal.
I don't even have family here. So friends here. And getting them together with my mom working, y'all working, all of us traveling, working, everything. The very first, there's a baby shower, what,
March?
March something. It was during when my mom and sister came down here for spring break. A lot of shit, I mean, as y'all saw, if you went back to March, I'm sure all the tea pages, just a lot of shit was going on. I was really stressed out. She was stressed out. We were mad at each other. Then we have Soph and all of them stressed out, and Kirsten, and everyone's just like, all of a sudden we just were on our high horses. It was way too much drama, and I didn't want the reason, and they all knew this isn't like something, I didn't want the reason we were coming together was just because it already was planned, and now everyone's starting shit, there's drama, there's something, and it just, at that point in time, it did not feel right to have a baby shower. I didn't want everything being all over the place, because a lot of stuff went down. We had a lot of talks with my mom, her mom, all of our friends, and we kind of just let things chilled out, and now that it has, they had just mentioned just doing something small, so it's not even like a baby shower. It is, but like, it's just gonna be, we're all hanging out. My mom and sister are gonna be in town tonight or tomorrow morning, but yeah, that's the reason why. It wasn't because she did something wrong, or Soph, or Kirsten, or Whitney's mom, or my mom, or Haley, or anyone did something wrong. There was just a lot of shit happening at once, and to be honest, I don't think any of us could have been in the same room. Because I would have killed somebody. Genuinely would have killed somebody.
I probably could have been.
We were actually all going insane, I think.
Yeah, so I was glad that didn't happen. It took a lot of stress off. I've been chilling. We've all been chilling after that. It was just that weekend, and everyone was traveling a couple of days after anyway. So it was like, we got to figure out a day. We got to do this. Then I just canceled it. I was like, no, I don't even want a baby shower. But now it's all good and it's happening this weekend. It's just a little get together. So that's the reason why. So y'all can fuck off with that. We just haven't talked about it because it's really no one's fucking business.
No.
I didn't want one and that was that.
I feel like a baby shower is more of like a celebration of life and stuff like that. Like, we've all been celebrating this whole time. Like, there's not just one specific day that we have planned to be like, oh, there's a baby. Like, no, I text her every day like, dude, you're having a baby.
And I've been very blessed to... be able to get everything I needed, that a baby shower just
They're in the shop.
I mean, I know baby showers aren't just to get gifts, but in reality, people do that to bring in stuff from your registering things, and I didn't even have a fucking registry at
She's got
one
a lot
point.
Of stuff. Like so, I don't even know what to get, really. I'm going to get, like, a book.
I told you, a book and write in it.
Yeah.
Book.
But other than that, it was just more of one of those things that it needed to be for the right reason, and it wasn't at the time. I didn't feel like it was at the time, because we just sometimes...
There's just a lot
also
going on.
Still doesn't feel real. Like, I'm going to be honest with you. I still am like, holy crap.
No, I have him inside me.
It's not
me
going to until he, like, he's right there. Yeah. Like, we got to take it home. He's coming with us.
You're coming home with me.
Anyways, that's it for part one because, well...
We got better part two.
We got to go to... Yeah. All right.
Love y'all.
Pregnancy brain.
Right. Love y'all.
See you next week.
Love you guys.
Great.
Peace.
Vagina. Bye.